Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Greeting and blessing from God this morning. I know some of y'all are matured Christian. You've been in the Word a long time, but I can't seem to get away from this morning in Romans 10:17. So then that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. What it's explaining is that faith is built within the Word. When you hear the Word of God, faith take a hold of you if you yield to it. And it's only a simple step that sometimes we miss, is believing the Word and confessing the Word or acting on the Word and then receiving. Those three basic steps are so important for us to remember. But then on the other hand, if you look at John 6:63, again, I want to look at John 6:63 because it holds such great value to us in any Christian step we make. It says, it's the Spirit that quickens the flesh, profiteth nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. My emphasis this morning is on the Word now, not only containing faith from Romans 10:17, but then here we reveal in Jesus revealed in John 6:63, the Word contains spirit and life. With that in mind, again, we go to another scripture in Romans 8:2. It talks about the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So here John 6:63 points us to Romans 8:2. And I know we live by grace. Grace, the favor of God is on our life. But there's a lot of teaching about grace going on now that as if there's no need for conviction in your conscience about sin. When the Holy Spirit tell you you're wrong, you need to have that conviction and consciousness of sin. God wants us to live pure, holy life, and it takes discipline to live that life. You just can't. You see, there are kingdom. I believe there's kingdom spiritual laws, not the Ten Commandments, but as you read Romans 8:2, it said the law. He called it a law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have freed me from the sin, the law of sin and death. So therefore, I believe that there is a reckoning we have to make with God. Even though grace is there to save you and help you, but yet there's some effort by faith. It's faith and grace. And so you have to be acting on the Word, obeying the Word, being a doer of the Word. Jesus said, if you continue my Word, you're my disciples indeed. So it's a continuous process in the Word because the Word has the Spirit, it has the life, it has the faith, it has the conviction in it to keep us pure, holy, sanctified, and walking before God. Once we understand that, I believe we can operate by faith and grace, and that we can also keep ourselves in the presence of God as a disciple, obeying God, doing what God has called us to do. So I just want to talk about that this morning. It's on my heart. It seemed like I may be rattling a little bit this morning, but I really want to emphasize the point that grace works by faith. Grace work along with faith, and a pure, holy, and righteous life also must be maintained by our obedience, by our submission to God, and by our surrendering to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. All right. God bless.